we prepare our sacred, they're saying our sacred treasure. So our sacred treasure is our own emphasis. It's our own energetic space. It's our own storehouse. So we want to remember, just like I was talking about with my phenomena today, that we're going to have daily phenomena. We're going to have consciousness. It's for our arrival in terms of what we emphasize, what we promote, what we extract. In other words, it's almost like that Course in Miracles, you know, everything's neutral, you don't know what anything means. So we're the ones that give it meaning. And as we address our holy acceptance, now our holy acceptance is our holy advantage. It's our placement among the stars. It's bringing forth that Christ renewal, that Christ presence. Now that's a word that we're like, oh, I'm not ready for that advanced step. I just want to have a better day. But we want to remember that we're engaging in our true protocol. In other words, it's our true state. So just the way we have like our daily vitamins, our daily exercise, they're asking us to attest to our daily value. So this is attesting to our highest broadcast, attesting to the love that we are. So when we say our Christhood, our Christ presence, it's the embodiment of love. It's not like some great mystery. But what we're learning to do is to stick the landing. What we're learning to do is to consent to who we are beyond the ripples, beyond the duality, beyond the, well, good, bad, and move into paradise. So paradise is here. It's not a future destination. It's not like turn right around the Milky Way and go straight. It's a state of awareness that we bring forth in our daily remembrance. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive our holy obligation. Now, this is the daily requirement. What are we obligated to? Are we obligated to yesterday? Are we obligated to attachment? So attachment is, this is what I planned to do with my morning. Attachment is, this is what I wanted my spouse to say. So this is all attachment. When we allow ourselves the gift or true remembrance, then really everything can occur because we're abiding by our holy remembrance, our holy truth. Now that's the answer key that brings forth our destination, because we're saying at last, we're no longer subject to error. We're no longer subject to the ghosts of the past, because what we are experiencing is our own derivative. It's going to be our own consciousness that is absorbed and is broadcast. So are we aligning with our old belief of suffering, our old belief of attack, separation, or are we attesting to our greatest value? So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this rite of transmission, in other words, it's our right, it's due us, it's our next step. So they're showing me the card of triumph, which is basically the chariot card in tarot. So the chariot card is, there's work to be done, you still have to walk it out, but keep walking it out and it's looking really good. So this is what we are ascribing to. This is what we are attesting to, is our daily relevance. In other words, choosing the light, choosing the highest note, choosing the highest broadcast, and bringing it in singularly. So say, I didn't think I was going to get that word out, but it came out. So this is with devoted praise, you know, so it's like love, God, divine will. So whatever those words are, whatever those harmonies are, whether you see a heart, whether you think of a master, whether you just want peace on earth and it has to begin with you, whatever your soul signature is, and they're asking us to have something that's very familiar with us, because if we're trying to remember some beautiful poem or phrase where it's just not going to be available when lightning strikes, in other words, things occur, the ego is very good about it being a surprise, a surprise visit. So you want to have something that you can easily reach for. It could be A candlestick, like just imagine carrying a lantern. It could be a dove. Anything that keeps us on track, that keeps that promotion steady, so that we have that singular focus. Because that's how we have the landslide. That's how we produce the miracles. That's how we jump timelines in sequential order. So in other words, it's all here. It's all here. So when we say, when we like pray, or we ask our guides, like, how long? Typically, they just sort of turn that question around to us and say, yes, dear one, how long? Because we're the ones engaged in choosing the light. That's where our power is. That's where our source is, because we're aligning with source. So as we will receive these true harmonics, these are energies, these are higher realm support that will light our way. So when I'm receiving this, it's like, oh, this is the best I felt all day. And when I receive it, I actually drop words, because words are sort of meaningless in this state of arrival. It's like, well, I feel good. This is all I need. So this is where we're going beyond our thinking. We're going to our true knowing. That true knowing, that true sense of peace, where, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out the details, but there's a higher order. There's a higher orchestration that's leading me, that's guiding me, that's for everyone's best and highest good. And so the more that I align to it, the more I trust it, I just know that all my needs are provided. Everything's working out. So as we will receive grace, as we will receive mercy, and again, it's not mercy from an outer source. And this is very essential we understand this. This is our own deliverance. It's what we're sourcing. It's what we're agreeing upon. Because otherwise, it's like hanging out at a bus, hoping the bus will, a bus stop, hoping the bus will arrive, versus planting our own feet, creating our own destiny. Now, they're saying that this is a little new for us, because all of us have been brought up in some kind of linear fashion where, even if we believe in miracles, we're still praying, hoping, begging, sourcing some outer arrival. Mother Mary, come save me, whatever it may be. So we're learning. Remember, we had that visualization of carrying the lantern, carrying the torch, carrying our angel wings, something where we are showing our true understanding of self, where we understand we are directing traffic through our own emphasis. We have our attunement to duality, good, bad, and then we have our engagement with our alignment with source. So imagine that. You're not waiting for your brother to pick you up. You got your own set of wheels. It's like, I'll take myself home. So this is what we're learning to do. And they're saying steady as we go. Steady as we go. In other words, we're learning it day by day. We're learning it day by day. So with, guess what, the phenomena at hand. So we're like, oh, I wish all this would just go away, melt away. All of this, whatever your this is teaching you the promised land. It's teaching you how to solve your own riddles. It's teaching you how to excuse yourself from the belief in suffering and choose light, choose holy remembrance, choose the greater allowance. So as we will receive with delight, so this is, we come prepared. We show up at these gatherings knowing that we've already made a commitment with our higher awareness to align, to receive. So we're receiving our own engagement. We're receiving our own engagement. We're in the plural and in the one singular, the one self. The one self, we're saying yes. Yes. I'm in agreement. So as we will receive this orchestration of endurance, so the endurance is, it's not just for this moment. The endurance is, they're showing me Mary Magdalene. It's like we're learning what's possible. We're learning all possibilities, because we're dropping old beliefs, old consciousness. And we're doing it steady as we go, as we walk it out. So now I have Jeshua. And, you know, he's like, come walk with me. It's not like we're walking to some stable far, far away. We're walking, he's saying, like, in the promised land, but it's walking it out in your own emphasis. So in English, whatever is arriving daily, that's what walking it out is. And coming to understand the new tomorrow. So in other words, instead of it being out in some future timeline, yes, I see this somewhere down in your future, far, far away, we're concerned. We're activating that choice. We're activating the consent of our own light, of our own brilliance, releasing the old vows, permitting grand display. And that's essential. Some of us understand we have powers, we have abilities, we have insight, but we're still, we're still aligning with old beliefs because we just want to be part of. We want to be part of the gang. We want to kind of hang out. So if I go it alone, well, I lose a camaraderie. So this is the ego making like that one last claim. What we're doing is coming into our own consent, our own adoration, where we're permitting ourselves to create our new abundance, to create our new lifestyle. Now remember, each of us are teachers, so as we do it for ourselves, we're doing it for the many selves. So we're not trying to stay in conclusion with our own, with our old tribe. We're welcoming in our new tomorrow. It doesn't make us special. It makes us attuned to what's being broadcast and offered for everyone's remembrance. So it's not special because you're receiving what everyone is due. It's just somehow you have elected to be prepared early. You have come into this timeline as a way shower. But to show someone else the way, you have to have figured it out yourself. That's what we're up to. And that's where we're taking, they're saying, these leaps and bounds. In other words, it takes courage to try new insight, to try new application. They're saying to say application. Because it's through the application that we arrive. So we can read, we can pray, we can listen. And so then we have this storehouse of new understanding. We have our own set of angel wings for us to fly with, for us. And so fly is, again, over duality, over the good and bad, over the reaction. The reaction's going to come until it doesn't. But once you watch the reaction, now what? That's where you have the fork in the road. That's where you have the angel wings. That's where you have your light and your lantern. Now what? Where do I want to put my placing? What do I want to bet on? What do I decide is real? So as we will receive this light, as we receive this holy remembrance, remember, we receive it through and through. That means, boy, I'm sitting here with this puzzle, but I understand. When I bring forth light to the consciousness that created the puzzle, it's going to transform all the other puzzles. So this is where, when we open up to the light in today's broadcast, what we were calling forth because of old archaic reasoning, in other words, being in duality, evaporates. That's what jumping timelines is. I figured out the mastery step. I don't need those six other examples that were going to help me figure it out. That's when we drop time. We drop the need for time. Because we already are that. And as we claim that, as we align with that, as we walk it out, as we apply it, mastery lesson attained. There's no need. So this is where the jump comes in. This is where the flying comes in. This is where the skipping timelines comes in. So in the very beginning, when the example was, well, how long? And our guides turn the piece of paper around to us and say, yes, how long? How long, sister? How long? Now we understand that we have the right of choice. Let us receive in all derivatives. In other words, all lifetimes, all states of movement, wherever our consciousness is, whatever it's considering, all stations of life, remembering we are coming into our rightful placement. And we offer this guidance, this holiness. Now they're saying it's very important we receive this holiness. We think of that for masters outside of us. We can recognize someone holy. They're asking us to recognize ourselves as holy, because that's what we're applying. So if we deny ourselves our holiness, it's going to be hard to find the light, because it's still going to seem separate. Recognize our holiness. Now, when I'm saying that, they're showing me the Destiny card. And that's like, oh, I don't know how many impressions of her, maybe 9, 10 directions, something like that. But it's very significant, because she's claiming it in all sequencing, in all aspects. She being us. So as we will receive this light, receive it in all realities. In other words, all the subpersonalities. Yeah, I'm fine in this group, but then I have to go talk to whatever and I tend to shrink. So this is where we're receiving it in all realities. All subpersonalities, cellular memory. Someone's like, can I have like extra dosing? Of course you can. Like, help yourself to more sprinkles. Of course you can. It's very good, by the way. Not to make things good bad, but it was an excellent observation. They're saying that you realize there was no limitation. So when you asked for like an extra dosage or an extra helping, you recognize that which is available. This is what we're learning to understand. We're not waiting. We're not waiting for guys to check us off in our mastery lesson plans. We're doing our own coursework as we will receive. Let us receive in delight and true remembrance. All right.